Research shows that about 2 million fathers nationwide are staying at home to care for their children. And like all new parents, they have a lot of questions. In low-income neighborhoods of Contra Costa County, some men have been showing up at family resource centers with their kids, asking for help. A new program is reaching these dads at home. Suki Lewis has the story.
This is Honesty, my youngest.
Go in the house, Nicky boy. Go in the house.
Travis McGee's 9-month-old daughter clutches his chest as he shoos his two other little ones back inside his small apartment, littered with toys and laundry. Like all new parents, McGee's been exhausted, freaked out, and in love for the past 6 years.
Sleep, I don't even know what sleep is anymore.
Since he lost his job last fall, McGee's been staying home with the kids while their mom works.
As much as I would like to be working right now, you know, can't beat the experience I'm getting being here with them every day.
But along with that joy comes a lot of work. In the past few months, Travis has been getting some much-needed help thanks to a new home visiting program designed just for dads. Every week or so, Chris Gibson meets Travis at his home in Richmond. Gibson's official title is Fatherhood Involvement Coach.
When Travis first got into the program, he was standoffish, wouldn't open up. It was cool, but it wasn't cool. And then one day, I think we had a sit down and a talk, and things just opened up drastically.
For Travis, dealing with unemployment and 3 kids under the age of 5 has been stressful.
If I need somebody to talk to about what I'm going through, you know, and ain't nobody else listening, he'll listen. I mean, you just build up, you know, keep building up that pent-up emotion. It's just going to explode one way or another. So, I mean, Chris, I can't even explain how helpful you've been since I've been in the program.
Travis says he wouldn't get this help if Chris didn't come to his house. With 3 kids in tow, he couldn't make it across town on a bus to Chris's office. A lot of the dads Chris visits have limitations. They might be unemployed, on parole, or have health problems. But they all want to be better dads. So he gives them practical advice on childcare and coaches them to trust their own instincts.
You're the expert on your child. You know your child. You spend most of your time with this child. You know what certain cries mean. You know, little baby Travis, sometimes it's hard to understand him. But Travis, I know what you want.
There aren't a lot of resources for new dads. But Lisa Morrell of First 5 Contra Costa County says they noticed a growing demand.
We have family resource centers in these communities, and all of a sudden they were showing up with their kids saying, what do I do? My wife said to come here.
First 5 launched the Dads program just last fall, but it's been supporting home visits for moms for the past 10 years. Research shows they can make families more resilient.
They can reduce child abuse. They can, if you're in the home with the families, you can catch things as they arise.
Lisa Morrell says they plan to expand the program to reach more families who need help. Travis grew up here in Richmond in a troubled family, but says he wants things to be different for his kids.
I don't want my son to have to grow up and see stuff I, you know, had to see, go through the stuff I had to go through. I mean, like, I've been shot at several times just walking, and I don't want one of my kids to be a statistic, so.
Chris also grew up here in Richmond. As he helps Travis with finding a job and filling out childcare applications, he sees himself changing his hometown.
As long as we can change the community by changing individual families, it's huge. It's huge. And it's just one family at a time.
Look, so this is how you fix it, Travis.
Still, Chris Gibson says he's just one guy working for one program part-time, and there are a lot of new dads being born every day. For KQED News, I'm Suki Lewis.